Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And this is wonderful. It's the Blog Talk Radio Network. And the Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm from Aldred. So good to be here today and give thanks and praise to our creators. Not a Bible God creator of God and Jesus, because that's uncivilized, because it does not exist, but the hominid primate, they bring those things about since they learn to talk and look like human beings. But that's their uncivilized world that they created. It's not for us. All right. So another rendition, and I will be right back. Aquarius, of which I am Aquarius. Yeah, I am an Aquarian, of course. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And we are able to like high and sharpen iron. And so is the counsel of one to another. I am glad to be present here. Because I want to be transformed into the kind of person I want to be. And for all this world, all these years that I have set myself in order to form and fashion myself into being the kind of earthling I can be. Because we understand that we were in the womb before we came here. And development from being a baby into an adult, it's a lot of development. And we know that we have only been a character able to learn. We did not cause that to happen. All right? And so I know that I am to process my thoughts and cause me to transform into a better person. So I must be thinking right. I must be behaving right. And fight off the kind of thoughts and emotions that not supposed to be a part of my life. And it is not very easy. It is not very easy for us to develop into that person. As a matter of fact, we are positioned to be biased against purity. In this AD Anno Domini time, you know, it is an uncivilized thing to be a part of the uncivilized establishment. The AD Anno Domini is not a part of civilization. And a lot of people don't seem to know that. That the AD Anno Domini system is not a part of civilization. And you probably don't know what I'm talking about, right? Well, I'm going to do some explaining. So that you know the world that you're living in a better way than you probably be thinking. And see it in this way. Way in the beginning of time, when the planet was already in motion here in its own frequency, the planet Earth, right? And it was here. And there was no civilized manifestation of neither the gods nor human being. So what was here then? First, the hominid was the first recognizable life for today someone would reckon to the hominid primates and the other attachment to them, you know, different forms of ape-like creatures, right? So it's where we are now in time. Something has happened to the people who were created civilized. All right, but first, who is it that formed civilization on Earth? Everything started here. You need to understand the truth in the world history textbook, right? Because we have Sumerians that deals with the Elohim gods, and they're coming to South Africa and mining gold and do a whole lot of other things. Now, somebody may not know what to make of the pyramids. And you hear all kind of foolishness about this dynasty make that pyramid and stuff like that. But you can't talk about dynasty showing the civilization source that caused someone to make pyramid. And where is that source that make a pyramid? It's not an uncivilized source, right? The hominid primates did not make any building or nothing institution, which we are looking at the white people of today, because the white people of today is defined as the offspring of Homo erectus. All right? So from the primates came the offspring, or subgroup, whichever one you want to call them, but the Homo erectus are the one who crossbreed with some of the wise sapient people, whichever way they do it, but they did. That today it is found that sapient people have white people blood. How did that happen? Well, essentially, 100,000 years ago, that was when these hominids, after they left Africa and come into Europe, that's where this happened, 100,000 years ago, right? And a situation that is hard for me to even describe right now, because our world has into basically monkeys attitude, okay? And it all comes from them. No, why we all don't know about that? You know, why it is not known? No, it's not known because the uncivilized hybrid, not hybrid, the uncivilized, the uncivilized hominids, they are not human beings. Now, they want the world to think that they are human beings. But in the world, it's a textbook. You can't come to me with that because you will never find it there. And if I say that Europe is not a civilized country, you probably shake your head at me too. But you can't shake your head at the world is a textbook. And I read it. I'm not mistaken about it. But these white people, they want to bully the African people and say who they are when they are not. You see what I mean? So we come down to the bone of everything. It's the source. Okay? So you, from a number of years coming on of pressure the African civilized world to accept uncivilized form of life. Well, whether or not somebody accept it, it's an uncivilized world that is done away with. And yes, it's going to take, because that's the intangible element of uncivilized. The tangible of civilization is in effect. Now, as soon as the civilized people realize that something is wrong with this type of government called AD Anno Domini that is created to destroy civilized people. You know, right now, there's hardly anybody who realize that the white people hominid was never meant to run a government. You know, and you look into the World History textbook and you see where they have established themselves as a people, as human beings. And right there, strike that down because it's not true. They are not human beings. And if they have, as it is seen, that they have some of the blood that come from civilized people. And it causes them to start talking and resemble human beings. That's what is happening. And to show you, why do they come up and change the civilized calendar? Why did they do that? They couldn't be human and do that. Whereas human being was created with all the attributes of civilization, because the hybrid people are a mixed blood people. All right? Now, when these primates create a situation where their blood got mixed up with sapiens' blood, and vice versa, they are affected with the sapiens' blood, and sapiens are affected with the hominids' blood. Way back 100,000 years ago, when back then, at the beginning of 100,000 years ago, there was no human, no such crossbreeding yet, right? So all that existed before the crossbreeding happened 100,000 years ago, these folks were hominids, primates. They are apes. Okay? That's where they were at. They did not wear clothes because they didn't have no idea how to make anything like clothing. That did not exist. Okay? So it is a big period, a large period of time. 100,000 years ago, when when the hominid went after the Neanderthals and interbreed up with them, and whereas they look like monkeys back then, but by the time they get done with the Neanderthals, they look like human beings. Okay? It wasn't the sun that makes them change. Okay? No, they were who they were, and they could only, and they claim that they had a development with the hominids that only make them make better stone tools, really. So it was not anything that civilization was a part of or that they become civilized. We don't have no language or nothing from them to say they were civilized. You get that? Good. But now they have gone in a direction where they want to convince the world that they were created by God. So they have the Bible there that say, oh, they are human beings, they're created by God. Because guess what? We have been retarded since that very time. As soon as that bad blood soak into our people, and it's going to spread into sexuality, where people are getting this blood, and it's a whole bunch of a long time that, you see, that they cause their blood to be in the sapien people, right? And the sapien people have their blood, and we turn fool. And I can show you exactly the difference between us 100,000 years ago till after the end of 100,000 years past here, right? So that makes us 200,000 years ago, human civilization began, because we were genetically when they put this system of mixing of the fluids, right? We were created hybrid, and once they cause their blood to enter our bloodstream, our brain begin to have an atrophy and remain from then retarded. And you can make your own observation to see indeed that we have lost our sensory control over a lot of things, a lot of critical things, although you can go and a lot of education and stuff like that. But your brain becomes so chronic and retarded that we are prone and susceptible to a lot of things that we wouldn't otherwise be. Okay? So this is how our life started out, and it is, I'm telling you this, so that you do understand that the world that you see we are in, Christmas and Easter and stuff like that, is not the civilized world that was created. And civilized world doesn't mean that the land, this earth was not in existence. That's not what it means. Because it was here billions of years before anything came on this. Came was the hominids first, and then the gods came 450,000 years ago, and then the gods were in South Africa and all around the globe, and they created the hybrid people. And we are the one that spread civilization to the human population. Now, the fact that these hominids caused their blood to give them talking babies, and they become a talking culture, it creates a whole different dynamics worldwide, because they have raised up like another kind of humankind. They call themselves modern man. They were not destined to walk on the earth and talk. They were hominid for millions of years. So, but now they caused something to happen to make them be like human beings, as it were, but they're not. There's nothing to show that they are human with our brain and our secretions. Nothing proves that they and us are the same. Okay? So we are turning idiots, but they are grossly inhuman. You see what I mean? Because all they want to do is steal and kill and take away everything that is in the civilized world and the way things are used in civilized world. That's what they come and do. So when you see them here planting churches and we born come to churches, we don't know exactly the tragedy that we are in. All right. Listen. How many people know about this that I'm talking about? Not many people. They want us to never know the truth about our origin. I, myself, having grown up in church and couldn't understand anything much what makes sense, and now that I am enlightened now to understand a lot of things that don't belong to our civilized thinking. All right? Therefore, it behoves us to open our minds to understand something. These things that pertaining to civilized life. Christmas and Easter is not a civilized thing. And if you continue to believe that, you will just die and perish
with your brain not in order. But your brain will come around if you have an interest to see your brain restored to civilization. But if you don't care, you're going to be turned a homosexual or something like that, because that's what these white people are interested in, right? Making laws to make everybody homosexual. That's what their objective is. So what is happening right now is a preparation of these white people to be wiped out from among the African people. They might not think so, but from the beginning to the end, we 200,000 years ago, we were created and clearly developed a lot of procreation, offspring over that time. And therefore, civilization of mankind were around 100,000 years ago. And it was 100,000 years old at that time. So now we are at the second 100,000 years. We are at the second 200,000 years ago. The conclusion of what I'm saying is that African people are to know who they are. And to understand that you are a person with a flawed brain because of what occurred since 100,000 years ago. All these churches and things like that, you see, set up, and the white people establish everything all over the world. You don't really understand why those things are there. And we see them and maybe just don't form any kind of good sense about churches and what they are, and they talk about Jesus. We don't know. And everything is kind of confusing. When those of us begin to see the academic knowledge that exists that gives you distinction between church and religion. Because a lot of people don't know that there's distinction between church and religion. Religion is not church. And a good way to find out, think about BC era and AD Anno Domini. BC era is before Christ. But what is Christ? It's a whole bunch of foolishness written in the Bible. Adam and Eve in a garden. Because Adam and Eve story in a garden is a civilized thing. But what the uncivilized doing with the Bible talking about civilized people in Adam and Eve? Because Adam and Eve were two civilized people. You see what I mean? They were created the first civilized humans. But they write these old bunch of nonsense in the Bible, Genesis, Bible, and that is why today the world is in, the worst state it has ever been in ever since civilization time, 450,000 years ago, right? So civilization came to Earth 450,000 years ago. Okay, here is my friend, D. Jackson Bay. How are you? Nice to see you. Nice to see you. And we are here. If you want to come on in, you can just log in and come and say what you want to say anytime. Okay, we have a lot of time here. All right. I am saying that there are a lot of things that Wonderful, wonderful. There are a lot of things that we people don't know. And I can see there's a lot of things that we don't know if we don't get to know our lives are affected in a serious crucial kind of way, because we need to understand the fact about life, right? And then when you have to go down into history to figure out how long the planet been here, because that's important to know, okay? How long since the planet been here? And then the scientists are going to tell us that about billion years ago, and a lot of things happen that we will be very, very bewildered to know some of the things that happened way before human time began, right? And then we need to know then when some beings began to develop on Earth. That is another element for us to understand. All right, what makes the changes from hominid to something else? What is the something else that come on Earth after the hominid? It's the gods. The time that and calendar that we use of 365 days, it comes from the first day the gods came to Earth. They brought civilization. What is civilization? It's their knowledge. Their knowledge, and of course, you know, what gives their knowledge is the blood, right? The blood inside of them, that's what transmit civilization into those beings. And it is when now they have set to do their work and begun doing their work for the mission they came for, it was then that they run into a reason to create beings like us human beings. What was here almost 400 million years before the gods came? It was the hominid. There was none other, nothing else. But why are we so confused today so that we don't know? It is the hominid, the white folks. They're the one that caused the world to be in this state. But as you can see, they're the one who is killing the civilized people anyway. Because they get a little civilized knowledge because of wrong sexual stuff they have done to us. And it's two subgroups of the sapient people. And that is the Neanderthals, of which these sodomites not going to tell us. They don't want to tell us. And they use the Bible and the church to block our understanding from knowing these kind of things that have happened. And we should know them to live our life. That you see, oh, with this AD Anno Domini, they use it and say they are government and everything over us, because they don't want us to understand our own life and to master our own life. And worse yet, we are the only ones born under a government. We, human beings, not them. But they got into a situation where they create an abomination after they left Africa and go into Europe. They create an abomination a sexual abomination. And since then, they begin to develop a talking culture. And our people who are victim of their racist bad blood began to have the brain. Our cerebellum began to ebb. Yes, began to ebb and begin to atrophy and then stable and settle off in retardation. Every single African people are retarded. You can go to as many universities. Your education is a retarded education, although you can do a lot of things that education. But see, we don't have a government functioning for us right now. Those people who are to function government, they turn idiot. Where are they? Where is Africa? Where are those who were ruling for about, say, 3,000 or more years? And they are no longer. They don't even remember the gods that created them. That's, you know, it is a fact. But when did I find this out? I find this out because guess what? For whatever reason it is, I am a fifth child of our parents, right? And for whatever it is, I am just someone who is not so much intertwined with my siblings, other siblings. And except for one, a brother of mine, who manifests, at least when he was young, a certain type of thinking, right? He, according to the church, loved the Lord, and he wanted to develop and grow as a righteous person. But something happened somewhere along the way when he was about 16 years of age, and he did not like how he was treated by the church. And he, what they call it, backslid. But today, when I look at what happened to my brother, I realize that, you know what? Something good happened to him when he decided to leave the church. But it wasn't a common thing for people to just leave the church like that, because nobody thought that the church was false. Okay? However, my brother, with all that he would think he stand to gain being a Christian, he decided, well, in summary, the church cannot be a good thing, institution. And they did an act in the way they did against him. So that brother, I look up on today, like, you know what? He has something good in him and nobody can take it out. Because I had to read a lot, think a lot, and I wasn't trying to, like, mimic my brother, but what I was reading and was understanding, it brought me to a knowledge that, and I mean, without noticing, I didn't know fully why my brother left the church. And we started to talk, and he realized that I changed from being a Christian. And he was in England, and I'm in Jamaica. So we didn't feed off each other on anything, but his consciousness is telling him that the church could not be right in the manner that they acted with him. And that was all it took. It took for him to just, I mean, totally abolish the church as something that is good. No, my reading of the Bible brought me to that conclusion. And as Ian and I talked, we realize now, not back then, but now that we are talking, I realize that the church as a whole is not a good thing. You know? And I probably went further about what they call God in the Bible and nail it down right on down to the word. Neither God nor Jesus, his son, that Bible say he begot, none of it is true. Absolutely nothing about it is true. And it takes a deep thinking and analytical brain work to come to the conclusion that I have found. But it is something that nobody will want to talk to you about, and very few people have found the fact by reasoning. Very few people. And now billions and millions of people believe in the church. And when I would tell somebody, be frank and just come out and say it, because it's something I can read and prove to anybody that what I'm saying is true. Homosexuals establish the church. Gay people. You see what I mean? And gay people are not human beings. I'm absolutely sure what is in the world is sexual. Another thing is, Europe is not a civilized country. You take that? It's true. And not just the land alone, not a place that contain civilized people. The people themselves are not civilized. They are hominid. And what they did with the African people when they were getting away from Africa to go into the Europe. That is why the hominids are talking today. You know, it's all like, you know, this guy, what he's talking about. But what I'm telling you is true. Go into the World History textbook and you will see who came first on the planet. It is the hominid primates. You see, and today you see them going up and about and they own everything. You know what I mean? And it's not easy for you to come to the facts about it. Because you'd have to go into the World History textbook and read and see where blood drip along the way. Okay? And whose blood it is. You see? So when tell somebody about civilization and to say what civilization is, it's not what we grow up and think it is. Because you cannot be somebody who celebrate Easter and celebrate Christmas and you are civilized. You cannot be. And the God in the Bible is in no way a civilized spirit at all. It's a homosexual thing. And Jesus is definitely a sexual character, but never existed. Never existed. And you think that the U.S. government, if they knew what they were saying about civilization or this Christmas thing that they make African people celebrating, if they were sure they are right, they would never have me sit here and talk about that. Because clearly there wouldn't be any need for me to be talking the way I'm talking, if indeed they were right. White people are not human beings. Plain and simple. And before they would come and approach me and, you know, take a step to, like, legally stop me from saying these erroneous things as they would take it for, they would have done so and not allow me to be talking things that jeopardize what they're trying to do. Gave your brother his wake-up call to walk away. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. And he himself, he only had that much insight. He did not go away and read and research up and, like, he could tell me, about 4 years younger than him. He could tell me something, but he did not go and educate himself in any kind of way other than the little primary school education that he had, not much of an education. And therefore, he lived with that impression. It was a spiritual impression, you see, and he never developed knowledge to put together with that. Now, without any connection with him, I never find my brain to be one that is educated, and I get to know a lot of things. I was slow. I didn't read much or anything. And about age 27, I migrate from Jamaica to America, and I go to adult school. And the first thing I did, I thought, you know, my consciousness just tell me that, no, you need to learn to read a little better than this. So I did that, and I graduate. All right, it was not a whole lot because I'm missing a lot of fundamental things. But at this point, I have to, like, take, you know, what I can get at that age now and things like that. And then about 10 years later, I did a paralegal course because I thought this would help me to understand things even much better. So when my brother heard me begin to talk and expound on what is civilization and what the church is all about, he realized that, wait a minute now, that's not him that he knew. So he's not the same person. He's not talking the same thing. But I get to realize that the church is not good by reading about civilized history, about civilized people and stuff like that. So that's how I get to find out. After a good while, I am able to explain to anybody at all from academic standpoint, there is no civilized church. There is no civilized Holy Ghost. There is no what they call those who go up into the mountain. They said, Jesus, leave them to go up in the mountain and tarry there until he endue them with power from an eye. Not so. It's all foul ruse, all bunch of crap. They are writing and leading us into a thinking that Adam and Eve is a real thing. What they're talking about in the Bible is not a real thing. That's not a real thing. And if you do not read to understand what is civilization, because there's hardly anybody who can tell you what civilization is. You think that place down there that they build up and it look good and everything, you think that is civilization. No, civilization did not come that way. And if I tell you how civilization come about, I mean, if you're smart, you will understand it. Because I'll use the World History textbook that it's not a Bible and nobody pay any attention to it, but that's what allows me to know what civilization is. I learn two species on the planet for species. If there is any other species, let them exist. But as far as it is, only two species. One is for human being and one is for hominid, primate, ape-like, hominid, yeah. That's where the truth lies. No, you, like me, believe everything in the Bible. There's no way you're going to get to find out what civilization is. Because they call everything civilization. They call themselves humans, and they are not. Now, can you bring somebody on this radio that I'll give you the number? And if you have somebody who can put me into my place and show me that what I'm saying is nonsense, here is the number to call me. 347-850-1358, right? And just in case you didn't pick it up real good, I give it to you again. 347-850-1358. And I make appeal to people all the time to come and talk to me. I mean, I have Mr. Solution, I think about last week, and it was a very nice show. Mr. Solution, you should talk to me. He said it's about 10 years ago that we used to talk. Now, he heard me on a program I used to do. It was not, I was, you know, doing show for somebody else. And he came and, you know, he wanted to check me out. So he came and we started chatting until eventually, after a while, we got disconnected, right? But he came back and he said he remember, you know, that how we used to talk, and he decided to, you know, come back and give me, check me out again. And we had a fine time. I don't remember now exactly what the show is, but it's last week. And if anybody been following what I'm doing, you will know. That was a very good show. And we chat some things that, of course, he's on the opposite side of my thinking, right? And I and vice versa, right? We don't agree on oddly anything, but we talk friendly anyway, right? And people who listen to that, I know they should get a lot of good energy out of it, right? And draw the line between when somebody is talking uncivilized from when they are talking civilized, right? Like I told you, it is two species that represents what's going on the earth right now. Something bad happened 100,000 years ago, right? We're brought in the Bible, brought in a new calendar that worship the Pope. Now, if somebody would want to worship anybody, would you want to worship the Pope? And what they have done is bring information related to the hybrid African people. Everything white people are doing, they copy it from the African people. And they might say, oh, that is not true. And even this, even the name Romans, they stole and call themselves Romans. And nobody is going to be able to defend that when they said they were Romans, white Romans? Can't defend it unless you know the history of where they are coming from and where we are coming from. And that if African people say they were the first human being on the planet, were created by God, they're not right about that, because there's nowhere in history that proves that we were created ahead of these white people. It is such a complex thing that hard to be worked out and be made clear in your head unless you really go to the beginning of the, say, Glencoe World History textbook or any other world history textbook that commonly represent the truth about people from way back in time. And so to understand that white people are not human beings, you have got to go to where it tells you that they are hominid. They are, well, at the rate that we are drunk or retarded, we don't know the difference. But if your eye getting a more luminous power and you are seeing the thing, what civilization is, you will understand it. But if you are still living by faith and believe, you're not going to come to your senses, because your real sense is not going to function until, when I say reason, because remember, I said to you, you can have a university education and you're still uncivilized. You're like a duck when it comes to, you go to church. Why would you go to university and learn to read and then go into a church and say you're praising God? Nothing at all will agree. When you are believing in something you don't know and you make the belief a knowledge, you are duck, whole duck. You don't see it. Belief does not, in the definitions, doesn't tell you about knowledge. It tells you about how to trust. It tells you how to believe. It tells you how to have faith. How do those things work with civilization, with logic, with fact? You have to depend on knowledge to go anywhere. So why the church don't lead you in to its doings with knowledge? No, because it wouldn't work. If they try to use knowledge to bring you in, they would never win anybody. You see that? So what nobody didn't do for me, but because I have the interest, I want to know. I want to know. And it is the want to know that got me into finding out things. And it took quite a few years with me looking at society and looking at myself and then I get to fashion myself to what a civilized person is. People don't want to hear nothing about civilization because we are spoiled upon a different way of thinking. You see? So it's difficult for us to understand when I would say to someone, civilization is not what you're looking at physically. Civilization comes from a person internally and how they conduct themselves. The civilized power gives them the way to behave, that you can manufacture things, you can, you know, in a civilized, from a civilized sense. Now, I prove to you I prove to you that the first hominid on planet Earth, they evolved how long ago? Anybody know that? You see what I mean? We need to know this, because if we don't know this, when I talk that, you don't want to hear nothing about that, right? But I want to show you that if you don't know who or what was the first creature that came on Earth that has a species, then you won't, you will only believe all the things that they said in the Bible and make those things by your belief that, you know, not take you anywhere. But you always going to use your belief to conquer. And belief can't conquer nothing. It's only knowledge that will. All right. So you love Jesus. You love God so much and things like that. And yet still, you don't know the record of the past. But if you read the Bible, it is telling you, study to show yourself a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible itself tell you that. You think about that. Now, I'm not endorsing the Bible, but I am saying these things that you can find as a rock of truth. If you go to the source and the source tell you, if you're too spoiled by belief, you won't even accept the source that tell you. But I'm not talking about stupid source, but I'm talking about a book like Glencoe, National Geographic, World History, that tells you something for real in science. You don't have it better than that. All right. Are you going to, like, respect the source? Well, I respect the source of good scientific history. The first to come on the planet is the hominid. And it is also called primate. It relates to monkeys. It said they are apes. The flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what it says. The flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what it says. That's ultimate. Now, how are you going to remove me of this fact, which the government endorsed this World History textbook? Why the government is not using it? Government is not using it because the government is corrupt. It's not a government. The government is not a civilized government. Okay? And not until uncivilized buildings fall and crush down into the earth will some people going to submit that it was not a government. If you think United States government is a government, test out what I am saying, and you will find out that you don't have a government in the United States. They make it up. It is fraudulent. It is everything that's wrong. They kill everybody in the world. They are the criminal of the world. No, they want to, like, say something to me. They can't say nothing to me when I'm going to read, "The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics." You imagine all of this now. You see what I mean? When you are believing in what in the Bible, and these are the people who set up the churches and turn everybody into idiots, put on top of the preemption of 100,000 years ago when they put their bad blood inside of our sapien blood, and today we turn fools. Every single one of us turn fools, and simply because we can go to school, learn to read, and make a little living, we think nothing wrong with us. But over the past 100,000 years, we are retarded, mentally retarded. And where is our government in Africa? We don't have any government there. Because the people who are government, they abdicate long time, and they don't even remember the name of Elohim in Africa. They are all Christians. with these white people, go there and evangelize them like they evangelize some in America when they come here. And they says, God send them here to bring Christianity and to see to it that we become Christians. You don't understand what's going on. And when you have not met with the information that you trust, you will find out that you cannot take to anything that is really logical and hard to reshape your thinking, because you're buried with Christmas and Easter and 4th of July and all these kind of things, right? And we are so, all right, this is something else for you to see. Oh, how retarded we are. Why an article like this about the Pope apologized for sins of Catholics, about, look at the context of this. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils. Think about that. Do you understand any of that? Who bring the modern evil? It's them. But you think it's everybody, because they say all of us sin under Adam and Eve, which is a lie. So what I'm trying to say to you, now, I am here talking, and people are looking at me like, you know, I am an idiot, right? But how much an idiot am I, right? When I have the goods here to prove that when I tell you, you don't have a government in the United States, these are all criminals, right? And they are killing our people everywhere. And no, we, the rest of us, are too retarded to even rescue each other. We don't have a government because everything is given over to them by the nuts, or, you know, the African so-called leaders, right? We don't have any leaders here from the civilized world, because these white people come in and they take control and put poison in our system so that we turn fool. So we don't have anybody that is out there in institution that can show you for real that they are civilization. There's no civilization institution out there right now, unless, you know, I have yet to see it. However, here is what they do, the white people, them, they are their institution. It's their institution. And it says it's from back in time in Palestine when they invaded Palestine, right? And begin to turn the place upside down. Kill as many of our people as they can. And they keep on going on with the, you're going to hear all of them in here, that they use against African people. From antiquity to modern evils, Vatican officials said Tuesday, the pontiff will make the plea for pardon. Unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Lenten Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. Listen to that. All right? Now, we as African people, where are we? Where are we with this? I mean, this is like, this is by Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. A whole bunch of years gone, a few decades ago, right? And you don't hear of all the things that people are, African people are talking about. They don't talk nothing about this. You know, they should be open in the, you know, in the news, the briefings that they say they have at daytime. They don't bring up none of these, and to show that, look, our society is not right. You are not treating us right. No. Just waiting for a little social security check to come in, right? Now, when these people invade us and begin to kill us, right? No, So listen, the point is, if anybody is afraid to talk about this, they don't know if a talk can represent anything. You see what I mean? You couldn't be. Because everything is here to show you that white people are not humans at the rate they kill us, millions and millions of us. You know what I mean? They couldn't be human, but yes, they are convincing us that they are humans. Can't come before the truth and say it, though, to tell, you know, people who really don't know. They don't know, all right? But I'm telling you, you know, there's too much to convince a person, if they have any sense, that these things happen in the world and we don't know what civilization is. Because this is rah-rah uncivilized thing that I am reading here. But yet still, the civilized people cannot defend themselves. And why? It's because they retarded our brain 100,000 years ago. Right? And that was a time when they were not even wearing clothes. White people weren't wearing clothes 100,000 years ago. None. Okay? They weren't talking or nothing like that. And now you have a hard time to trace them from where they left Africa and going to Europe. Right? Europe is not a civilized country. The people are not civilized country. And the only place they have some kind of what resemble validation for themselves is when they come and take over all of the places where we settled. They leave from Europe and come to America when we are here like 50,000 years, and yet still they manage to come here and kick us out and call themselves Americans. We're at all in civilization writing, white people are civilized. We are. It's not in the World History textbook or no other valid book, you know, like, you know, with academic consultants and teachers, reviewers, who put their and affirm their signature, their name, not just signature, but their name to the work of the National Geographic here. They would be in there, you know, and especially that they have control over this World History textbook and they have themselves in this book, but they will not identify themselves. You see what I mean? Yeah, because they're in here as Romans, and they're never Romans. They're never Romans. They stole. That's when they get all the wealth from Africa, who never have no sense left inside of them to rule. Okay? So if you didn't know that Africa rulers turn idiot long time, but it caused from what these white people did to our culture way back there 100,000 years ago. And this is what happened to the world, and if we don't read carefully and discover the way things played out over time, we will never know. And we will believe everything, you know, and it can't work out. Okay, so this now, just to show you that we are retarded for real. Before the world got spoiled by the sodomites, 100,000 years we were in Africa and nothing went wrong at all. I don't read anything that these people didn't have any sense like what we are seeing here today. We are so retarded mentally over the last, hello there, S-C-H-I-T-T, tone, W-T-F, am I listening to? Am I listening to? I think everybody's hearing, right? I think everybody's hearing. I mean, nobody tell me that they're not hearing, right? Amazing. African sodomizing retarded people? Okay, yeah, the world, I mean, all of the African people are retarded in one way or the other, right? Because none of us are ruled by a king. And this and civilization is ruled by a king. And these white people who come in and take charge by colonialism from Africa, there's nobody administrating kingship government, which is the only official government on planet Earth. You see what I mean? So because we don't understand these white people able to take charge and call themselves humans, because we don't know whether we are humans or not, because our brain is turned uncivilized, right? But our blood and our makeup is still that of a civilized product. But when you lose your senses and you disconnect your civilization understanding, that's what happened. And that is what is going on in the world right now. Now, those of us who come enlightened and see it, nothing is going to go right here for these white people from now on, because they only have weapons of mass destruction to kill you. Well, that is not going to work for them, because the days when they begin to do those things and with the KKK, those days are over. Those days are done. Energy run your engine. And when they don't have no energy, they can't run. So these white people who come talking about that they are human and they are modern man and all this kind of stuff, that is, you know, these are monkey talk. Okay? So all these evil that they have done, we don't bring it up to them and say, you come here and this is what you do. And so it shows you that we are very retarded and not able to defend ourselves. All right. The rest of what I want to read to you about this Pope that people are worshiping and who are destroying us every day. Yes. The Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation, the church and the falls of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's courage and humanity. You hear this? They're not human beings. All this kind of stuff, and they're still calling themselves humans. All right. But the document acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusation made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document lists faults the Pope will, including wars of religion, not church. The church and religion, not the same thing, right? So the documents list faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. You think about that. You think about that. And what do you learn from that coming out of the beginning and what people are doing in the world today? All right. Well, here is another point to think about. This is when civilization really came on earth. I'm going to read it to you. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth, spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. Now, my friends, it is a very, very serious time that we're living in, but is the way we decide to think, what you want to know, what you want to identify as the truth. Well, it is not a very easy thing when you are brought up with your head already conceived of the idea that is error to begin with. Adam and Eve in a garden is not a civilized story, because what they're writing there is sodomite white people stuff that they don't have any right to write anything about civilization, because they were never civilized until now. They are not civilized, and the truth is here to prove it. Europe is not a civilized country. Neither the people them where come from there come and take over every place that we settled. When they could have settled here millions of years ago, they didn't, because they couldn't. They were not civilized. But as soon as civilization come, they come to find what they could find. Well, here they are. Here they are. So now, poor little me, I'm going to stand up to the bullies. And you know what? They have to face the source, just like I do. You know, and if you're out there and you're listening to what I'm saying and it makes sense to you, you shouldn't keep it to yourself. You shouldn't be afraid of them, because they are afraid of us. I mean, they're afraid of us first. Okay? And it's when they drunk us with foolishness and we don't have any sense right now. That's the reason why they can do what they are doing with us. But I tell you right now, don't do it with me. You don't do it with me, because I am not smoking, I am not drinking, I am not cursing profanity, I'm not stealing anything from anybody. So therefore, all of what they have done with the institution that they set up, I can tell you in history where they get it all from. Okay? Because they were there over 3 to 4 million years, and they did not even create anything that is now classified as a civilized thing. They didn't. They never talk. They grunt. Okay? So talking come from us. Whichever way they get it, they get it. It's us. They get it from us. And if not unless you go to the source that tell you, you don't have a right to say it. If you cite the source, they're down. Okay? It doesn't matter what they're doing in Washington. Subject them to the source. You see what I mean? And what is ours, is not theirs. If they think that Africa could give them the government kingship, they make a sad mistake. Because the actual government is an intangible thing. And it is written on record. They can't change that. All the laws of kingship by the gods It's for civilized people. It's not for these homosexuals. These white people that talk about, they're humans. Okay? It's not for them. You see what I mean? When the tide come to remove them out of the African territories, everywhere, not just America, but they will have to be removed. And they will be removed. They can talk all this whole bunch of nonsense that they're talking, but we don't have any gun to go shoot them or nothing like that. Nothing physical. What is going to move them is intangible stuff. Okay? And when we know that we don't go to church, we don't sing Jesus, praise the Lord, and none of those nonsense, and that you have the Holy Ghost and stuff, you were born with the right spirit. They can't give you another spirit. And those things, they stuff down our throat, and we can't move from where we are. We don't know whether we're going up or down. But if you begin to, like, pay attention to stuff, I mean, like everybody else, you will begin to see light of day. Okay? All right. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And like I say, you know, anybody can put their hand up if you want to say anything. All right. But then I'm going to go to this segment. And it is, the headline is, "The People of Ancient Israel and Judah and Judea." However, were not followers of Judaism. All right, let's go on a little more before I make any comment on that. Because I know there is something here that someone is able to discover, something that you may not be paying attention to. "The people, ancient Israel and Judah, however, were not followers of Judaism." So who were the people of Israel and Judea? It's not the white people. White people are invaders of the people who were in Israel, Judea, they call it, Palestine, right? Good. And what is going to happen when these intruders came in? Look at what's going to happen. They were practitioners of polytheistic, meaning the people who were there first. Because remember, we leave Europe, we left Africa and came to the Western world when nobody was here. So all of these people, the polytheistic people that settled all over the world, these primates, they are the ones who come in now and say they are human. They get rid of the flat-faced man of Kenya, and now they resemble human being, and they talk like human being. They are the one who come down now and decide to strip the valid polytheistic people out of their rightful wealth and settlement that they have. But they decide that they're going to take everything away from us, because that was why they put their blood, their disease, rhesus blood, you know, the African people. And now you see we even marrying them, because we gone into ignorance. We don't know no better. You're not supposed to marry with these people. History will tell you, you follow the culture of your own order. And one of the main thing in that culture is your sexuality. You do not mingle your blood with people who are your enemies or bad blood people. Them. And how much of us they kill with who they are, uncivilized blood. How much of us they kill? We don't kill them yet. We don't invade them yet. But they invade us, and they make it clear what they're doing. They want to kill us, and they want to take what we have. Okay? It is clear. And what can we do about it? We're not doing anything about it, because we turn, what did I call the name? Retarded. We are retarded. And if you look at it, you won't feel, you know, angry with me, because I tell you, I passed my young days when I could think like a young person and, you know, and live life good. But I couldn't, because I was too uncivilized and a drunkard, as it were, not drinking anything, but is the people that I born from, my father and mother, they were as ignorant as ignorant can be and don't know where in life to really go, besides in the church. So you just understand, when we leave from the state of mind we were in, when we were 100,000 years old, and begin to leave Africa and come to the Western world, we were okay. We were being ruled by kings. And you can read in the 4,000 and 3,000 BC, when we were now experiencing the urban civilization that began in Mesopotamia, Egypt, and China. These are the first big civilized establishment. Okay, I didn't say that was civilization. I said it is the establishment of civilization, which means I maintain that civilization come from within you. Okay? You understand that? Okay. Your blood is what makes you a civilized a person. Come from, let's say, the Elohim mixed blood between the earthling, sapien, and the blood of the gods. Created hybrid human being. We have got to know that. All right. So come on and listen to this little segment that I'm trying to get to you. It says here, civilization clearly come with the gods of heaven that came to earth, not spirit god, but they are gods that are different from human being, but have the same biological, kind of close to higher level than, yes? These gods, right? They call Elohim, of their mighty their mighty form, okay, of being that they are not humans. Humans is a lower level. Even the Bible tells you that God is sent Christ, and Christ is higher than mankind. All right. Well, they write those things in the Bible. The white people write those things in the Bible. It resembles truth. It's not the real truth, right? But you can see some likeness in there where these immortal gods, they are not mortal like humans, right? They have this high mental characteristic. And it is their blood that they use to make us human beings. That's the way it is. That's the way the cookie crumbles. And we have got to read and know these facts. Because without us, there is no civilization for mankind, right? The gods impart their blood to us. And the things we do, it's done on the merit of, because we have the blood of civilization, right? So, watch this. These white people, no sooner than they did wrong things, and they begin to operate like they are human beings, right? But they're only interested in killing you and take away what you have. Look at them real for good now, okay? Now, they do it on the government level. And they do it in private and stuff like that. Okay? All right. So now, this said that we who were in Israel first, we did not follow no Judaism that they say was an Abrahamic God. And if we are children of Abraham, why weren't we following Judaism? It don't make no sense. They were practitioners of polytheism culture, which means the way of our culture is our sexuality, okay? And therefore, we have nothing to do with these white hominin. They are what you call them. They call themselves snake, you know, because of what they put in the Bible about talking serpent. It's them that did the talking serpent thing and defile the human that they call the fallen race. They know what they are doing and why they're telling us about Jesus and believe. They know what they did. And when I said that we retarded over all this 100,000 years, if you look good, well, you won't have any problem to see what I'm saying is true, right? Now, it don't stop us from, you know, having babies and do all kind of things and work for money and stuff. But we don't have any governmental administration. And we are going to university every day. And when you go to church, you sing out of that Bible that is lying to you and you don't know it's lying to you. Now, how wrong am I to let you know that we are retarded? And we need to recognize it first before we start begin to think like we have any sense pertaining to the problem that we are having today. How do these white people come and make us slaves? Africa sell us to them for slaves. I don't think they sell us nothing. I think they got us for free because Africa don't have any sense and make them ahead, not the rest of like a sub-government them to be ahead. It don't, none of them don't get no rise to power, but they make these white people the most powerful on earth. They sodomize them. It doesn't make any sense. But they started off a staggering, and we don't know anything. All right. Let me go on a little more and tell you this. All right. We are polytheistic, and polytheism is the way of life. Religion is the way of life for us. Okay? And it says, polytheistic culture worshiping multiple gods. That's it right there. And they would like us to think that it is a sin to worship gods. Not gods, it's them false and so. But they are the one who came with civilization. No, but if you don't know, they'll tell you those things and it send you astray. But if you don't know that civilization come by these gods, the first day they set foot on earth, it was the day of civilization that began until now. Okay? Now, if we were to, you see, when they left, they went back with their knowledge that they came with. But we have the blood to manifest that we are civilized. Now, if we gone off now to serving these one God people, what do you call it? Monotheism God. It means that we are drying up the civilized knowledge on the earth, right? And pretty soon, a lot of bad things are going to happen because of that. Now, so it goes on to say, concerned with fertility, that's what we were about, and local shrines and legends, and not with the written Torah, elaborate laws governing ritual purity, or an exclusive covenant and national. You know, sometimes they stick some words inside here that is not right, and you got to look good when they are talking these things. Talk about legends. You know, we don't deal with legends. We just don't deal with legends. The shrines are the place that we go to worship these gods because they are mightier than us and everything like that. There is nothing cranky about that. What we were doing, go and you have priests. Priesthood is not something that white people create. It's something that they learn from us, okay? So, and not with a written Torah. All right. Elaborate laws governing rituals, purity, and on exclusive covenant. Exclusive covenant, yes, and national I guess I don't know what that national is. Thornton, listen to this. Thornton is a scholar, a writer, a reporter, pointed out that hundreds of thousands of indigenous people perish during wars with the Europeans. Why? We didn't go their way. They hunt us down. After a long time, they hunt us down. The toll of official wars, the total number of violent deaths is certainly much higher. Counting the dead, in addition to the deadly impact of diseases, wars, and genocide. Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, relocated, dispersed, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. That's what they call themselves, Americans. And I told you before, Europe is not a civilized country, and the people are not civilized country. So when they invade and come to our country that has civilization, they decide that, okay, they're going to take away from us the established creation of civilization. They're going to take over the practical development of knowledge. They're going to take it away from us. And that's what they have actually done. And then make up a different form, a name that is the intangible part to meet what they, the physical part that they are going to establish. They're going to call it a D and a Domini. You know, and Jesus is the one of the head of this whole bunch of nonsense that they are calling a government. Okay? So we don't have any sense to know what they did. And that's why we are here behaving the way we do. Anytime we realize what they have done, we are dizzy, we are retarded, and they are doing things outside the scope of our understanding now because we're not thinking right. So this is exactly what happened in the world. So it goes on to say they are doing all these things, like I said, we are retarded. And that's why we have this writing to tell us something. What is going on beneath or below our understanding? Chances are, if we can realize, we may be able to gain light into our minds and we can maneuver differently. For instance, you don't go and vote for these white people with their democracy and all that, because we don't have a government of democracy. You see what I mean? But if we don't start to think the right way and understand, they always will control us and control every single thing we got. You don't see what I mean? All right. So it goes on to say here, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States remove, relocated, this disperse, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with European or Americans. And he has observed that the force removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of the Mississippi River. During the first half of the 19th century, directly resulted in significant loss of life. Now you look at the federal government, we're talking, they are the ones who are doing these things, you know, see it. Moreover, such removal and relocation destroyed indigenous people's way of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life induced the Spanish mission, include the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers, efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship systems. Hear that? You see what they do to us and our government, kingship? They can't, like I say, the name kingship cannot be dissolved, cannot be removed. When they stop us from gaining the liberties of our government, they don't stop the government because we have officers to distribute these things to us. And that's what these white people come and block. They block us out from attaining the wealth and liberty that belong to us. That's what they did. But the government is still there. But when we are demented and retarded, we can't face these guys with this level of maneuver because we're not qualified. We, as it were, not worthy now because whatever happened that causes us to be in this dilemma, it's our fault. This is the way it comes out. We needed to do something and we failed to do it. So we were not worthy of having what is ours. So these people, we are delivered into their hands. And this is what we are looking at today, right? And those of us who are going to see exactly how things have happened and what you are responsible to do now to put yourself back in shape and be under your government that is put over you. Nobody can remove it. But if you want to go to something else, well, this privilege is not available for you. But you have to come back into your place, right? Before all of these things will be toured to you. Look at what they did to us after they cast disease on us. Look at what they do. They do all kind of stuff to keep us into that state of life, right? Now, it says here, the often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indian use for food and other purposes, the near extinction of the buffalo, widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deleterious effect of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. And my friend, I wanted you to hear that and to understand very integral stuff we need to know. If we don't know them, these white people will forever tell you, you need the church, okay? And how much more thing you need to vote for them that you can get food to eat. It's not true. It is so because our ancestors created this problem for us. We lose sense of what we're supposed to do. We need to come back to our learning of the history that tells us who we are, what our name is, and we are not of anything else. Like it tells you, in the BC era, it was only polytheism people, civilized people that exist. When we are in a situation now where white people are telling us that AD Anno Domini is government for us and it protects us. No, we're not supposed to go to their courthouse, to their anything that they make up out there, because it's something they wrongly emulate and do and telling us that they are our government. They're never our government one day. And if we know what to tell them, they leave us alone, you know. They will. And they will, too. We are coming up to the time where these people will vanish and we don't see them. There's no joke about that, because this is not civilization that they are doing. It's not civilization. And if they think they're going to succeed in making us become sodomites, they are mistaken. Not going to happen. The gods would not come to earth and had reason to create us, and all of us just waste nothing. That's not true. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning in today and for listening to what I'm saying. All right. I have a little reading, and there's a lot of time that anybody can still put their hand up and have something to say, because then I'll be tired anyway, right? But I want to, like, read a little of this to you. And over this page, you say, Elohim first day on earth, Advent civilization, blessed you are. All right. Here we have serious information that was researched and brought to our knowledge. Michael Tellinger, Michael Tellinger has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization. This is showing that civilization came to Earth before we were created. And the hominids in Europe were in Europe before the gods came to Earth, right? So you get a good sense of where we're coming from here. This is the real, real truth about our existence. And when we don't know it, that's the reason why the white people, they work so much havoc on us, and we are not able to control what they do. But if we have knowledge, we will get rid of them, and they will have to go stay in their place, because that's what the power of the Almighty is, the workings of the forces of nature. That's what controls us. But you can see, when we are out of the way, it doesn't work for us. Now, I hope you understand that. So now, I'm telling you, the time when the Elohims work in South Africa and put up all these establishments long before these white people had any access to any information. But now they have information. They're doing a lot of things, right? But you got to understand the reason why. 100,000 years ago, their disease and, you know, in their blood get into our system. And then Africa, you see, you can see clearly that Africa brain really, really gone bad when they do these kind of out of order thing. They don't remember anything of their responsibility. They don't remember who give them and put them in power. They forget all of that. You see what I mean? Colin Powell is somebody that you think would rise up and be a star for his culture, but he went and to the UN with George Bush and showed them in a vial or something that, you know, Saddam had weapon of mass destruction. Tony Blair come from England, that prime minister, come out and said, after everything was over with, he said, you know what? Saddam did not have any weapon of mass destruction. How about that? You see what I mean? And who go up there and convince that Saddam had weapon of mass destruction? Colin Powell. Right? Now, Colin Powell and another guy named I forget what his name. But he's a guy who died in a crash. These guys went far, except that Colin Powell is a Republican, I think. And the other guy that I'm talking about, he was a Republican, all right? But these guys go so far up in the government as African people to turn around the situation where we are not free to conduct our own government. What happened to them? They are retarded too, because it's the first thing you would do to begin to, like, re-establish yourself from where we fell, right? They don't have that in mind because, I mean, I begin to see things and I begin to talk the truth just as soon as I see it. I have to start talking the truth. Why these guys weren't doing that? They go with these guys and betray their own. You see what I mean? So these white people today, they're looking at us like we don't worth anything, you see. Our brain is gone. And they're looking at us. They will know how much they are losing when they see the church, the benches begin to stand up themselves and not people. They will know that something is gone. But right now, they see how much we are in church. T.G. Jakes and all these guys, they know that we turn full. And they are exploiting our position. But we're coming back. We are coming back. And for each individual who realize that, look, the ball is in our hands to roll it, okay? Don't look up to anybody for no for you. Try and know for yourself and let us pull together. Chinese, Indians, all of us are the same blood. Hybrid people. We look different, but we are ethnic group. You see what I mean? So we need to dig deep now. So I'm telling you what can help some people's doubt about who we are and where we are coming from and what is civilization. There was no civilization until the gods came to earth because it's their wisdom, their spirit in them and everything like that. They are not ghosts. They are like beings like us, but higher beings, right? It's when they came to earth, civilization come. These white people and their ancestors were there and did not have any civilized life at all. They make stone tools and could light fire. They couldn't do anything else. And, you know, they're not liking these things that are coming out on them because they're going to go down and all the wealth that they say they have, it's not theirs. It's not theirs. And it's easy to convict them. Because they can't face the lie that they mounted up to retain their position. White people don't have any legal position at all. None whatsoever. If they are to talk to somebody who understands the legal aspect of what they do and the position we are in, they don't have anything to count on. You see what I mean? But they want us to think that they are everything that is power. It's not true. Not true. So I'm telling you where our civilization come from, so you'd never have to ask anybody and stuff like that, what is your civilization? Your civilization is not your facial or your body beauty. Okay? It is what comes from within you. You have to born. Like we are created a hybrid creature. That's what makes us civilized. The blood from one of the species that we come from. The gods and the sapiens that we come from. Those two blood was mixed and create us, right? And we get it from the gods who came first into South Africa. They are the ones who bring this knowledge and give it to us by mixing their blood to create us. That's what it is. It's nothing else, right? So we are here today, and if we don't get a hold of the specific information that have science and politics together that affirm that these actions occurred in life, right? And there's none but it. Well, if you have any, bring it come. All right. So it goes on to say that Michael Tellinger and his group of scientists are making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink origins and renew our history books and rewrite our history books. Now, I know that for certain in this world history textbook, we badly need to write our own history and not them. And are we going to get them out of the way? Is this AD and Adamany they have that it will never be in America or any land where we hybrids are settled? They cannot be civilized. They will never be civilized. So no sooner than we get our stuff together and we tell them they got to go because they are not a government that belongs in our jurisdiction. They will have to go because we have all the laws in place and everything only to begin to function. That's all we need to do. We don't get no license from these, you know, don't let me talk those that kind of adjectives here. Look, these folks have absolutely zilch when they talk about government. But they do it because we have been retarded. So those of us who are waking up and seeing things, that's a different story. Because when they confront with us, they don't have the truth to tell. AD and Adamany is not civilized stuff, and it don't belong here, and they and it must get out. You see what I mean? They think they're bad. They're not more powerful than the truth itself and well spoken and well represented. They don't have anything. We are not the first civilized, unit or entity here. It's the gods that brought it here. The first day, the second day, until the seventh day, make a week. And that's where it comes from. They are reducing our cultural ways and our calendar and everything kind of thing because we turn fool. They turn us into idiots. Well, this is not the idiot ones. I am not the idiot. I'm not one of the idiots anymore. But I was born to that. So listen to this now. We don't have any guessing about his continued efforts and analytical scientific approach and approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history book. We need to do that. We need to do it, I mean, in the worst kind of way, okay? Now, so go on to say, in addition to the deadly act of diseases, wars, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, relocated, and so forth and so on. Okay, so it goes on to say, Thornton has emphasized that Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States remove, relocate, disperse, concentrated, or are forced to migrate at least once after contact. Okay, so I read this before, right? And it tells that, and he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. See? And all these things they have done and nobody's talking about it. Why nobody's talking about it? Because we have been made drunk and mentally useless in virtuous ways. So, my friends, it's up to you to bring yourself to a knowledge where you can go out and in bright fashion tell the world what is going on here. I wish you all the blessings and hope that you will maintain a high spirit in bringing yourself to the kind of knowledge you ought to be knowing. Take good care and blessings to you.